Andrew Toba is with me. And Andrew is the founder of Gab.com. And we are on Gab. Isn't that amazing? And he's also the founder of Dissenter.com, free speech, social media, and commenting platform. Andrew, thank you for coming, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Jesse. I'm really humbled to be here.
And I'm humbled to be on Gab. Thank you for having us on there.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's welcome. And, you know, we're excited to have you on there.
Why did you start Gab?
So I started Gab after I saw the rise in censorship coming from Silicon Valley mainstream platforms. And, you know, if you look at a lot of the quote unquote choices that people have, there's really this illusion of choice. You know, they think they have different options, but all of those options are owned by the same two or three companies. So I said, you know, it's time to start another one that's grounded in American values and American principles, particularly the First Amendment and privacy protections that American laws give to us as a U.S. corporation.
And so how long has Gab been around now?
We started in August of 2016, so we're coming up on 3 years. But we launched officially to everybody in May of 2017, so about 2 years that we've been fully public.
And on Gab, do you allow liberals or anyone, even if they disagree with what you are about, do you allow them on as well?
Absolutely. And trust me, there's certainly many people on Gab that I don't agree with personally, that people that work for us don't agree with personally. But, you know, from day one, we've said everybody's welcome. If you don't want to use the Silicon Valley products anymore, I don't care if you're left, right, center, apolitical, you're welcome on our site.
Are there things that you would not allow on your site?
Yes. So things that are against the law, right? Making threats of violence, child pornography. You know, these things are common sense. We also don't allow people to dox, which is posting your personal information, such as your address, your social security number, your credit card, anything, any type of personal private information without your consent. But beyond that, you know, the First Amendment offers very broad protections around speech, and that includes speech that is expressed digitally and on the internet. And we use the First Amendment and Supreme Court rulings on the First Amendment to craft our user guidelines and our terms of service, which really, Jesse, when you look at our terms of service, they're no different than Twitter's used to be from 2007 to around 2015 when they started changing things.
Right. That's right. I noticed that Gab went offline after the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting.
Yes, sir.
After the backlash from hosts and providers, why did they go offline and how did you deal with that?
Well, Jesse, after that, we were systematically no platforms off of hosting providers, payment processors, third-party tools that we were using, you name it. We're probably one of the most censored startups, censored social media startups in particular, that has ever existed. We fought back and we found providers that were willing to stand by the principles that we believe in and that we're fighting for. So we found Epic.com after we got kicked off of GoDaddy, which was our domain registrar. We found them and they were able to host Gab.com for us. We found Sybil, which was a hosting provider that we were able to host the site on. And Gab was down for about 6 days and our guys were working around the clock to get it back online. But it's not an easy task when you are kicked off of your hosting provider, have to find a new one, and then have to transfer everything over in a matter of 6 days. But by the grace of God, we were able to do that.
Well, the one thing I want to say, and I'm really happy to see this happening, because in America, we have the freedom to accept or not accept whatever we want.
Right.
And if you're at somebody's house and they don't want you at their home, you have to leave and they have a right not to have you there. But
absolutely.
Likewise, the same ability that those people have, we have it too. You have it. You can start your own thing, do your own thing, and not really be upset. And those people don't want you there, they just don't want you there. And I noticed that the mainstream media want any excuse to go after free speech, especially when it's concerning Christians, conservatives,
absolutely,
and white people. And just,
absolutely.
They go after them like now they're going north. Why do you, I know already, but I want to ask you, why do you think that Christians, conservatives, and white people are so hated?
Well, I think, you know, Christians, I'm a Christian myself. Christians are the most, persecuted religious group in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, that's not news to anybody. So, and that's historically always been the case. We've always been targeted. We've always been persecuted. So that's nothing new. You know, speaking about Jesus Christ may soon be considered hate speech by these big tech companies. And as a Christian, that's something that I feared. And that's something that I wasn't going to stand by and watch happen. So that's why, that's one of the bigger reasons why I wanted to start Gab, is to protect not only my speech as a Christian and the speech of other Christians as well, but of everybody. You know, if you're a Muslim, you can join the site. If you're an atheist, you can join the site. We welcome everybody to join the site. But I think the problem with these big tech companies is you're absolutely right. They tend to have these hate speech rules and these ambiguous terms of service that they enforce unequally. Now, if they enforce them equally and they ban people that were expressing hate towards white people, towards Christians, towards men in particular, then that would be one thing. But, you know, they're using these rules to, impact and ban and censor one side of the political aisle and one certain set of group of people and not another. And that's unacceptable. That's another thing that is different about Gab is we have a standard, you know, I said some of those things that we don't allow, you know, threats of violence, doxing, posting personal information, that type of stuff. And I don't care if you're on the left, on the right, in the center, whatever. If you're doing those things, we're going to take action. And that's one thing that makes us different as well is, you know, equal enforcement of our common sense rules.
You are right in that Christianity is the most hated religion on this side of heaven, and Christians are under attack in major ways around the world. But I noticed that, and I've just thought about it now when you said that, that Christians don't act like victims. You know, we're not like on a victim list like everybody else. You know, racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, anti-Semitism.
Right.
How come we are not on the ism list?
Yeah, there's no Christophobia, right? I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to sit around and whine about big tech and about the big media censoring and having bias. And that's why I stood up. You know, you have to be an alpha in this situation, right?
Yes.
You have to stand up and build. Don't sit around and tweet and whine and cry to the president and say, please do something about this censorship. No, you have to do something about the censorship yourself. Build something or support people like us who are building something. I refuse to be a victim. I'm gonna stand tall and I'm gonna keep proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ on the internet. And I don't care if they label it hate speech. I don't care if they censor me. I don't care if they continue to kick us off payment processors and hosts and whatever. It's not gonna stop me. We're gonna keep building and we're gonna keep winning.
Alpha male. I love that personality, man. That's the way men are supposed to be. Not
be
sit
like
around
that.
And bitch and moan. Oh, I can't say bitch. moan and complain. Sorry about that. But to be out there and do what you got to do, overcome situation rather than giving into the situations.
Right.
I really like that.
It's not going to be easy either. Like I said,
right.
We've been kicked off of app stores. The media has smeared us. I've been personally attacked. I receive death threats constantly. My family has been attacked. It's not an easy thing, but that is the cross that I am willing to carry to defend free expression on the internet for all people, including those that I disagree with vehemently.
And the secret is not to hate those who hate you. You speak up, you disagree, but don't hate. And God is with you. And through all things, he will show you how to overcome it. If they can get you to hate them, then you will lose. But if you just disagree but don't hate and keep putting one foot before the other, it's going to be amazing, man.
Jesse, I got to tell you, throughout this experience over the past 3 years, I've grown so close to the Lord. I have this saying that I like to share with some of my friends and my family. I like to say, God is on Gab. there's no way that I would have been able to overcome what we've been through on a personal level, on a business level, without my faith, which has kept me grounded, has kept me humble, and has kept me focused on the mission at hand here, which is, you know, defending civil liberties for people all around the world and defending privacy and free expression and all of these things which are critically in danger right now.
That's amazing, man. I totally understand it. And God bless you for that, man. And it's going to get better. With that attitude, that type of attitude, you can't go wrong. And
Amen.
Especially when God is with you. I wanted to ask, let's see here. I wrote down a really good one I wanted to ask you about. People accuse Gab of being alt-right. What do you say to that?
That's absolutely incorrect. Gab, like I said, from day one, we've welcomed everybody. Gab is a technology platform. Technology platforms don't have political beliefs or political affiliations, right? And I think Gab has been unfairly smeared by this because, you know, at first, the censorship started with people on the far right, people on the alt-right. And of course, we welcome them, just as we welcome everybody else. As long as you're following our rules, you're not making threats of violence, you're not doxing people, et cetera,
right.
You're welcome to come on the site. I don't care if you're far right or far left or communist or Nazi or whatever. It makes no difference to me. I want to defend everybody's speech. And I believe the best way to combat hate speech or speech that you disagree with or speech that is bad is with more speech. It's
yes.
not censoring people. It's it's exposing those ideas for what they are and combating them with better ideas. And that's how the free market works. That's how the free marketplace of ideas has always worked. And then giving people the tools to express their individual liberty. And like you said earlier, their freedom of association.
Yes.
Just because someone is on there that you disagree with doesn't mean that you have to associate with them. You don't have to follow them. You can block them. You don't have to listen to them. You don't have to engage with them. And that's what individual liberty and free association comes hand in hand with free expression.
That's amazing, man. Are you white?
I am, yes.
Other than a great white hope, I've not met a white man like you before. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. I'm humbled by that, Jesse. I'm a big fan of the show. And, it's so great to see another brother in Christ speaking about Christ on the Internet. I see folks like Roosh as well coming to God. I see, other brothers in Christ rising up and speaking out. It's really amazing to see the work that God is doing right now. And that would not be possible without free expression. I think we take for granted the rights that we have here in the United States of America. You go over to China as a Christian, you're not going to have such a good time, right? Like we really take our freedom of religion and our freedom of expression for granted here. And I'm not going to let two or three companies in Silicon Valley dictate what we're allowed to talk about and what is news and what isn't and what is hate speech and what isn't and what links I'm allowed to share and who I'm allowed to talk to. I'm not going to stand by and let it happen.
That's amazing. I've met a lot of white young men such as yourself, and they do a lot of talk. They just talk about what's wrong, and they hate these people or they hate those people, and they complain about them.
Right.
You are a man who... You say what's wrong, but you also take action. You're doing something about it. And
right.
I cannot, I'm getting goosebumps from this, man. I love it when I see men and women, they see the problem. It's not like you ignore the problem, but you don't sit around and just complain and don't do anything. And you're doing something about it. God bless you, man. And whatever I can do to help, I'm happy to do that.
Well, just, having me on the show, that's one way to help. Being on Gab, that's another way to help. Speaking about these issues is certainly important, but I think you're right. Speaking about them and talking about them is not enough. We need what I hope is to inspire other people to rise up and to start building.
Yes.
We need alternatives to everything that Silicon Valley is offering, whether it's email, whether it's search, whether it's social networks. We just launched our own web browser. Because we were banned by Google Chrome and by Firefox, our comments extension. So we said, we're going to build our own.
Yes.
Every hurdle that they try to throw at us to stop us, to get us kicked off the internet for good, it really just makes us stronger because we're forced to innovate. We're forced to get creative. We're forced to build more infrastructure that now they can't touch. So I hope to be an inspiration to others out there who know that these problems exist and want to do something about them by building new solutions.
When I started... First of all, you're absolutely right. When I started Bond 29 years ago, my nonprofit, People were telling me, oh, you're not going to get out there. No one is going to work with you because you're a black conservative. You love America. You don't hate white people. So you're not going to be able to make it out there. I said, fine, I'll just do what I can do. Right. So I started the organization. Then within the organization, I started my own PR department. Mm-hmm. I started my own TV show with my own producers. And I started, I have my own accounting person. And people, and one thing just leads to another, because I truly believe that if they can do it, I can do it too. I know I'm Absolutely. Black and slow, but I ain't that black and slow.
Oh no, I think you're brilliant, Jesse. I think, you know, you're a testament too to just a 10 or 15 year overnight success, right? It's you start off wearing 20 different hats, like you said,
yes.
doing everything, right? And just grinding, and then eventually, you know, little by little, you build it up, and you know that's what we've done as well. I think especially in tech, there's this notion of, oh well, you have to get tens of millions of users to your site within a year, or you're a total failure. And I don't agree with that at
that's
all.
That's right. That's right.
I think over time, you look at someone like Drudge Report, right? Like he's one of the most trafficked, one of the most referred websites on the internet.
Yeah.
And he built that up over 20 years. So I see Gab taking that same approach and just building it up little by little and sticking to our principles. And we're going to continue to grow. And, you know, the other thing too is that we're fully funded by our users. 100%. We don't do ads. We don't track our users. We don't do mass collection of data. Our users are actually our investors. They're our customers. So that is a great advantage that we have, is I only answer to the people. That's why I answer to our users. And I take direct feedback from them and listen to them. And they are our customers and our investors. They have a stake in this. And that really goes a long way with, staying true to our values and continuing to build.
That's amazing, man. I'm blown away, Andrew. This is mind-blowing, because you're 100% right. One step at a time. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't be in a rush, because as you're taking those steps one at a time, you're also learning. You're learning about business. You're learning your mistakes and how to make it better. You're not in a rush, so you can't fail if you're not in a rush. And don't try to be like anyone else. Just be you. And do your thing. It is amazing. You're 100% correct, man.
There's that actually reminds me of a Bible song from, I think it was VBS when I was a kid. It goes something like, little by little, inch by inch, by the yard is hard, by the inch what a cinch. So it's just you have to take it step by step and day by day. And yeah, you're going to come up against challenges and controversy and media smears and app stores banning you and payment processors banning you, but you're going to find a way.
That's right.
And you got to keep the faith too. I think one of my favorite verses is Hebrews 11:1, which is now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Yes.
And I am sure that freedom of expression needs to exist. It needs to be preserved. It needs to be conserved on the internet. And I'm certain that I'm going to be the one to do it by the grace of God and with the help of the people.
I am too, man. You are amazing. You're absolutely right. We're teaching those principles in my Entrepreneur Academy. And we have young men of all races who join the entrepreneur classes. And they're doing very well in business, because when you follow those principles, and I know about them because I have lived them, I've done them, not because someone said it. And I know that they work, but you got to stay with the principles. Don't compare. Don't hate the other person. Let them do what they got to do. But you do your thing and have faith in God, and you cannot go wrong. I have someone text me a question for you. What are your guiding principles? Someone just texted me.
Yeah, our guiding principles are freedom of expression, the First Amendment, Supreme Court rulings on the First Amendment, American privacy law. For example, we get a lot of foreign governments that reach out to us and demand that we, censor posts or give over user data and all this stuff. And we regularly reject that stuff. So we have the guiding principles of American law primarily, and the benefits of being a U.S. corporation only. Whereas, you have Facebook and Twitter and all these guys, they have offices in all these countries. So if they don't comply You know, they could face legal, they can face fines, they can face being banned from those countries. We ourselves have been banned in New Zealand by internet service providers after the New Zealand shooting. For a few days, dissenter.com was blocked by internet service providers. And I think that that is the scary thing. The next level of censorship is going to be we're going to see entire countries block entire websites like Gab that aren't complying and aren't, you know, bending the knee to these foreign government demands.
Amazing. And what is exactly is dissenter.com? What do you do there?
Yeah, so Dissenter is our web browser and it's our comment system. So it adds a comment section on every URL on the internet, every YouTube video, every tweet, every CNN post. So even articles that don't have comment sections, it creates one for them. And it's like an app for your browser, and it's also its own browser. So you can go and see what people are commenting on CNN, even if they don't have a comment section, or Fox News, or any blog, any YouTube video, anything. I guarantee that people are commenting on this stream right now using Dissenter as well.
Most news sites are lacking in comment sections. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that started in around 2013. So between 2013 and 2015, what we saw is all these mainstream sites and blogs started to remove their comment sections. Why? Because they were being called out and faced with the truth by the readers, and they didn't like that, right? So, you know, they started to slowly strip them away. And what happened is all these conversations started shifting to Twitter and to Facebook. And 2015 to still today, we see the same thing happening there with the censorship and the bans and the shadow banning and demonetization and all this stuff. It's really all about, you know, keeping control of the narrative and keeping control of the power from the big media elites.
What I want you to know is that I love this battle, this spiritual battle that we're fighting. Love it because it does, it draw me closer to God. It caused me to trust him more. I don't hate the people who are against me, who are trying to stop me. And I'm all over the last 29 years or so, there's always a way out, a way to overcome it. So it's absolutely amazing to see that. And you're on your way, man. I am so inspired by you. I can hardly stand it.
I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you talking about these issues. And you know, you're an inspiration to me, Jesse, too. Everything that you've been through, everything that you've built over such a long period of time is really inspiring to me as an entrepreneur. And it's just so great to see you inspiring other entrepreneurs. And I hope that I can do the same and see people start to build alternative solutions to these Silicon Valley oligarchs.
I don't know how much you are aware, but there are men and women of all races around the world who are waking up and returning to God. So we can expect more men like you and women who are just going to have the courage to do what they got to do. What is there any information you want to give out before we run out of time here?
Just go to gab.com and create your account, and we'll go from there.
Andrew, you are amazing, man. Amazing!
Thanks for having me.
You
Jesse.
Are a true alpha male.
So are you, my
and
friend.
Not a beta male, but an alpha male. I appreciate that, Andrew.
Thank you for having me, and God bless, Jesse.
You too, buddy. It's amazing. Take care now.
Take care.
All right. Amazing. Isn't that amazing?
That was something for sure. Good interview.
Man, it's nice to see men standing up. Oh, I have another question for Andrew. Andrew, don't hang up. I have one other question for you.
Sure.
Joel, going to stop the commercial right now. I want to ask, I'm black and I'm slow, right? And I see things as a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. You have men and women on the side of good, which is God, and you have those who are on the side of evil, which is Satan. And right. It's all races, all color, men and women on one side or the other.
Right.
I want to know, tell me if you know exactly what is alt-right. What is it exactly?
I don't really know, because the term has evolved and changed and has really just been whatever the media wants it to be at any particular point in time. I guess at this point, you know, Richard Spencer and ethno-nationalists have kind of laid claim to that stake. I don't really know how to describe it at this point, because it's such an ambiguous term that has shifted over the past couple of years. But I don't know. I'm an American nationalist. I'm a Christian. I believe in freedom and individual liberty for all people. That's all I know.
Why do people run from the term alt-right? I know that I think what it means is that you have white people who hate, just like with black people who hate. You have Louis Farrakhan and people like that, right, who hate. And like I say, it's a battle between good and evil. But the world tend to put other titles on it, like they're trying to go after white people, right? So if you're a white male or a white female who speak up and who disagree, especially with people of color, then they call you alt-right. And if a black person did the same thing against a white person or white people, they don't call it alt-black.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, they have a lot of these terms that they try to label and smear people with to discredit what they're saying. Again, instead of attacking the ideas, instead of attacking what people are saying or combating it with other ideas or with, you know, rebuttals, it's easier for them to just smear people as racist or as alt-right or as a Nazi. And what happens over time is, unfortunately, you know, these words, they end up losing their meaning. You know, when everybody is a racist, when everybody is alt-right, when everybody is a Nazi, well, then nobody is, right? Because those words don't end up meaning anything anymore. I think that's really sad because, you know, there are people that are hateful in the world. There are people that there is evil, right? There are evil people. And, you know, when you try to smear tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people as a certain thing because you disagree with them politically, it ends up losing the power of the word and the meaning of the word, which is not good.
I have heard the liberal media call my friend Ben Shapiro alt-right. And I know Ben, and he's anything but he does his stuff, but they'll put a label on him like he's not that at all, in that he's not a hateful person. You know what I mean?
They've called me that. They've called me a Nazi. They've called me a racist, a bigot, etc. And, you know, at first that stuff, it hits hard. And that's what it does, is it's meant to intimidate. It's meant to intimidate other people who are thinking about speaking up,
right,
from speaking up, because you're not going to speak up if you see people losing their job. If you see, you know, the Huffington Post writing articles calling them a Nazi, it's not going to happen. So I think people, you know, be mindful of this stuff. This is wizardry. This is sophistry at work from evil people.
Yes.
And don't let it intimidate you, and don't let it scare you and prevent you from speaking up.
Because that's right.
The more people that speak up, the more people that are just, you have to kind of be alpha about it and just be like, I don't care. call me what you want. You can call me whatever you want. This is what I believe, and this is what I stand for, and that's not changing. And I don't care what words you attach to that. I am who I am, and I believe what I believe, and what you say is not going to change that. So that's just my thought on it.
Well, the last thing I got to say about this is that I read somewhere that Satan is the accuser. You know, he's always lying and accusing, right? Well, his children are doing the same thing. They are the accusers. So they're going to call you names. They're going to make up lies in order to attempt to control you. Right. But if you don't, you're not affected by words, and you're a son or a daughter of God, then you're not affected by words. You do your thing anyway. And so they're doing what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to accuse and intimidate to try to take advantage of you.
It's fear. It's fear. And the fear ultimately leads to control.
Yes.
And when they can make you afraid, then they can control you. And you can't let them do that. And you have to let these words just kind of wash off your back. Like, yeah, whatever. Call me whatever you want.
That's amazing.
I am who I am. So.
And so where are you? Are you in L.A.?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in Pennsylvania. Okay. One day I'm going to have you come and talk to my entrepreneur class. They would love to hear this.
Anytime. That would be fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me. God bless you.
And you too. And thanks again for Gab.com and Dissenter.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Amazing.